You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. And perhaps by now you've heard about Line 5, this pipeline carrying up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids per day across 645 miles from Superior through northern Wisconsin and Michigan and on to Ontario. Line 5's almost 70 years old now, and last week a federal judge said there's a real risk of significant rupture, and if that happens, it would be catastrophic to Lake Superior and the Bad River watershed. So what's your take on the future of Line 5 in Wisconsin? Join us, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email available, ideas@WPR.org. Danielle Kading's a reporter in Wisconsin's Public Radio Superior Bureau. And Danny, welcome back to The Morning Show.
Thanks for having me on, Lee.
So your story from last week, U.S. District Judge William Connolly is ordering Enbridge and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to agree on measures to avoid spills. What could those measures include?
So basically, the judge is asking that Enbridge and Bad River get together and discuss emergency measures to avoid a catastrophic spill sometime in the near future. And so the things that he's asked them to do is to meet and discuss installation of emergency shutoff valves, a protocol for shutting down and purging the line should erosion threaten to expose it, and projects that could slow erosion near the banks of the pipeline on the Bad River.
So when the judge the judge's order followed him, tell me why he thinks this would be catastrophic for the Bad River watershed as well as Lake Superior.
Yeah, well, one of the things that he noted in his order is that the nearest shutoff valves for Line 5 are about 14 miles apart on either side of this area of the river that is referred to as the meander. And that's where erosion is encroaching on the pipeline, and they're seeing some scouring of the river bottom. And he said that that makes it unlikely, because it's so far apart, that they could activate those shutoff valves in time to prevent around 20,000 gallons of crude oil and natural gas liquids that are in that segment of pipe from spilling into the Bad River.
Are there reasons that Judge Connolly cited leads him to believe that there could be a failure of Line 5?
Well, I mean, this is something that's been debated by Enbridge and Bad River for years now. I mean, and if you just kind of take a look at the context of the last decade, we have seen some significant flooding events here in northern Wisconsin in 2012, 2016, and 2018. And these events were things that were only supposed to happen once every 500 years or once every 1,000 years. And in 2016, you know, we saw the Bad River spill over its banks and it flooded a major east-west highway. And there's concern that erosion from these events or debris that might be washed down river could, you know, cause some sort of rupture on the pipeline and threaten the tribe's water resources and Lake Superior.
So, as you reported last week, in August, the DNR investigated a possible spill near the Bad River Reservation after an Enbridge contractor reported contaminated soil. What was found there, if anything?
Oh, that was Enbridge reported a trace of oil, like a tablespoon of product, in an area just south of Ashland. There was no smell of oil or odor detected at the site. They believe it's historical contamination.
Okay.
But they addressed that with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And I, as far as I know, I think that investigation is ongoing.
Are there other parties concerned here? What does Michigan say about this? Has our DNR weighed in? Are there other concerned parties that would get involved in what the future of Line 5 could be?
Well, I mean, it depends on where you're at related to this, because I think there's a lot of people concerned about the future of Line 5. You have people on the side of labor and business and just wanting to see this pipeline continue to operate because it's a major source of energy for northern Michigan and the upper Midwest. It, you know, it supplies a lot of the oil that's used in refineries. And there's concern that if this pipeline were shut down, that would have detrimental effects to regional economies. And there's concerns that it would harm our trade relationship with Canada, because Canada has invoked this little-known treaty that governs cross-border transportation of oil between the U.S. and Canada. And then on the other side, you've got environmental groups and citizens and the tribe who are very concerned about the potential for a spill, considering that the pipeline, as you said, is almost 70 years old. And we've seen incidents in Michigan where there have been anchor strikes to the pipeline underneath the Straits of Mackinac. You know, it's just there are threats to Line 5 that people have become more and more concerned about as time goes on. And they want to see those risks mitigated so that we don't see oil spilling into the Bad River or Lake Superior.
And the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, Danny, they sued the Canadian energy firm Enbridge back in 2019 to try to shut down or remove Line 5. It's been almost a decade now since the easements for that pipeline to run through the tribal lands were not renewed. What are some of the options on the table for the relationship between Line 5 and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa?
Well, I'd say that the relationship between Enbridge and Bad River right now is pretty contentious. I mean, they're in a legal dispute over the future of the pipeline, and they have totally different worldviews about how they think this situation should be dealt with. And it should be noted that the judge said that Enbridge illegally trespassed on Bad River lands after the tribe decided not to renew those easements on 12 parcels of land on their reservation. You know, Enbridge is saying that they maintain easements for the majority of the pipeline, but the judge has said that they're entitled to compensation for illegally trespassing there. And, you know, he wouldn't go so far, though, as to shut down this pipeline as the tribe has asked, because of those concerns about the effect on the regional economies and our trade relationship with Canada.
So we will ask what happens if Enbridge and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are unable to reach an agreement as so ordered by U.S. District Judge William Connolly of our guest, Danny Kading, when we continue. She is a reporter at the Wisconsin Public Radio Superior Bureau. And if you have questions about the future of Line 5 through northern Wisconsin, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. Danny also has an update this morning on our chronic wasting disease numbers and a deer hunt update. So we'll get to that when we continue. I'm Lee Rayburn, back in a minute with Danny Kading on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're discussing the Enbridge Line 5 pipeline in northern Wisconsin, carrying millions of gallons of oil and natural gas each day. We're inviting you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. Our guest, WPR reporter in Superior, Daniel Kading, with us for 10 more minutes. And Danielle, U.S. District Judge William Connolly is ordering Enbridge and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to agree on measures to avoid what could be potentially catastrophic spills to the watershed. But what happens, as you mentioned, the relationship's been contentious. This is all a result of a lawsuit. That's why they're in the courts. So what would happen if Enbridge and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are unable to reach an agreement on measures to prevent these spills?
Well, it appears that if they are unable to reach an agreement, that the courts will decide how best to address this issue. And if that happens, I don't think that either side is going to be happy. And really, I don't think that either side is going to be happy anyway, because they haven't come to an agreement up until this point. Like I said, they just have totally different worldviews about what they think should be done with this pipeline. Bad River wants to see it shut down completely, no ifs, ands, or buts. They think it can be done within 18 months and that they can resort to other measures to get that oil to market. Enbridge says that this would just be a terrible thing for the regional economy, and they wouldn't be able to get the product to refiners, and that would have a trickle-down effect and potentially lose thousands of jobs. So I just don't see a way that the tribes right now, or I'm sorry, the tribe and Enbridge right now are going to come to an agreement, because they both are very dug in on their sides. And so they're going to come up with their own proposal, or if they can come to an agreement, a joint proposal to the judge by December 17th. Oh. And then a week later, they have to come in with something final by Christmas Eve. So we'll see what happens, and if they can come to some sort of compromise. Otherwise, I think it would be up for the court to decide.
Yeah, that's just 10 days away. Is there any indication that either side has met yet?
You know, I can't speak to that. But, you know, I'll definitely keep you posted with any updates on the matter.
So the judge's new ruling does allow the pipeline to continue operating. But what is the status of the new pipeline that Enbridge wants to build that would run around the easement of the Bad River Reservation? And would that mitigate the concerns over potential catastrophic leaks?
Well, I mean, that's certainly what Enbridge is advocating for. You know, they're proposing this $450 million pipeline that would run south of the reservation. It would run around 41 miles around the tribal lands there. But that's not something that the tribe is welcoming either. You know, Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins Jr. has said that they want Enbridge out of the watershed completely. And, you know, if they're crossing water resources upstream, that's still going to flow downstream through their reservation. So they don't see that as a workable solution from the tribe's perspective. Enbridge thinks that it can be done, but, you know, we've previously reported that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency found that the state hasn't yet fully analyzed the impacts of this reroute that the company is proposing, that they had nearly 200 recommendations of things that they should examine related to water resources, climate change, and treaty rights. And so that process is still ongoing.
And has the judge in this legal dispute weighed in on what Enbridge wants to build around the Bad River Reservation?
Well, previously, when the judge ruled that Enbridge had, in fact, trespassed, he had been inclined to tie a solution to constructing that proposed reroute, and he had hoped to see that done within 5 years. But if you look at other projects that Enbridge has built, like the Line 3 replacement, you know, the timeline for that project changed over and over and over again, and that was because of repeated challenges by tribes in Minnesota contesting that project and how it might impact their water resources. And we also saw with that project that, in fact, Enbridge did affect water resources and that there were water quality violations and aquifer breaches during construction. So people do have reason to be concerned given Enbridge's track record. And the Bad River Tribe is hoping to avoid what happened elsewhere on other pipelines that this company owns.
So the timeline going forward is short, and we would expect some updates in the next 10 days or so, I would expect. Right, Danny?
I think that they're going to have to submit their plans by December 17th and come up with their final best offer by Christmas Eve. So there will be something that we'll be able to look at.
Danielle Kading, our guest, Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in Superior, taking a look at her recent reporting. And let's move on to the gun deer hunting season. State figures show hunters killed, around 14% more, 15% more deer this year than last year. What are we looking at behind these numbers? What may have contributed to more deer during the 9-day gun season that ended just last week, Danny?
Well, I think definitely it was the weather.
Oh,
we saw good conditions for hunters out there. There was snow on the ground in the northern part of the state. That helped improve visibility for hunters. So, you know, if they shot a deer, they could see blood in the snow and track them. I think that helped. And then also, you know, there was the corn harvest. The majority of it was finished. And so that improved success for deer hunters, even though, you know, some areas of the state might have seen a spotty harvest. And so I just think it was better weather for hunters. You know, there was some wind, it looked like, opening weekend, and that could have affected things. But overall, we saw more than 203,000 deer harvested during the 9-day season. And I believe the buck harvest was up 15% and the antlerless deer kill was up nearly 14%. So it was definitely a better season than last year.
So now in your reporting, the DNR said last week, it's going to take anywhere from 9 to 14 days to get our CWD numbers processed. But do we have any updates on the wild deer that have tested positive for chronic wasting disease this morning?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the DNR said as part of their wrap up to the season that there was a facility in Lincoln County that tested positive for chronic wasting disease right before opening weekend. And there was also a wild deer that tested positive in Kenosha County. And that was the county's first positive detection in the wild deer herd since 2003. Mm. And, you know, as you know, this was first detected 20 years ago. And since then, this disease has spread to affect at least 60 counties across the state. So it's not something that's gone away. It's continued to spread statewide. And hunters were encouraged to get their deer tested so that they know whether or not the venison that they're going to eat this winter is safe.
Danielle Kading, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Lee.
Danielle Kading is the Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in Superior. We take a look this morning at the latest in Line 5 with updates in the days to come to be expected, as well as the latest in our deer hunting numbers, gun deer hunting numbers this season, and an update from the DNR and the chronic wasting disease statistics. Coming up after the news, we're going to be taking a look at your social media, how you use it, and how it, you could say, may be using you. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.